All right, everyone, it is officially 12 o'clock p.m. I am calling the August 14th, 2025 Library Board meeting to order, and we do have a quorum. Do I have a motion to approve previous meeting minutes?
I make a motion to approve the previous minutes.
Okay, have a motion. Do I have a second? Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
I move to amend the motion to apply the following. In the down near the end of the first page, the statement states, Dennis reported that the library budget is underspent and excess funds will be applied to the next budget. That should, if I said that, that was an error, but it should be applied to the our fund balance.
Okay.
I don't know if there was a second to my...
Okay, was there a second to that amendment?
I will second that.
Carol's second. Uh-huh. All right, any discussion on that? All right, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, so now let's vote on the amended minutes. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Those pass. So now we go to public comments. Carol?
The first name is Mark Wells.
This is good. Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Mark Wells. I live on Henry Snob Road in Clover. I'm here today as a lifelong reader, book lover, and library patron. While I'm very concerned about the decisions and process this board has been undertaking over the last several months and years, I don't want to spend my time only on complaints. Instead, I want to tell you about my vision for our library's future and our world. I want a world where kids, and especially teenagers, are excited to go to the library and read books. Books where they can find a reflection of themselves and also learn about and accept other people who aren't like them because they understand our shared humanity. I want a world where the diversity of our community is communicated and celebrated, not hidden on a top shelf out of fear. I want a world where a child's curiosity is the only limit to their ability to learn and engage with the world around them. I want a world where parents join their children in reading and talking about tough topics instead of threatening the rights of other parents to allow their own children to read whatever they want. I want a world full of librarians, full stop, and librarians dedicated to the enrichment and intellectual development of children and all patrons. Not enforcing complicated library card and checkout policies and telling children and teens which books they can't read. I want a world where our library board consists of members who love books, understand and appreciate libraries, and use our tax money wisely. Not one stacked with political appointees determined to enact policies from another county that's already involved in a costly legal battle over the same changes. I want a world where we make decisions about how to grow our library system based on a formal needs assessment, not unprofessional surveys in a clandestine process. I urge the board to abandon the pursuit of discriminatory anti-LGBTQ plus policies that could end in a lawsuit and to fund our third-party needs assessment to inform and ensure the long-awaited expansion of our library system. Thank you.
Sherry Pankratz, did I say that correctly?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Sherry Pankratz. I live at 240 Driftwood Lane in Rock Hill. I'm speaking this afternoon out of concern that the Board Policy Committee is considering moving YA books with gender-questioning subject matters to the adult section. I want to provide a warning that I will be referencing suicide in this speech. As the parent of an adult transgender child and a high school teacher for 31 years, I have deep personal interest in this topic. You have this big sign on your building. I love this sign. It means, are you a youth in crisis? Head up to the YA section where you're going to find a basket full of tampons and deodorant so you can regain your dignity while we figure out if you need food and shelter. Your county has youth in crisis. Extrapolating data from the most recent U.S. Census and the CDC, we can estimate that York County has between 900 and 1,000 high schoolers who identify as trans or questioning. We know that 10% of them will be living in unstable housing. We have youth in crisis. We also know from the National Institute of Health that 250 to 400 of them will attempt suicide. The higher numbers tend to be reflected by youth living in rural communities. We have youth in crisis. The NIH also found that simple acceptance, could there be anything easier? Simple acceptance will dramatically reduce that number. I hope you understand the gravity of your actions. I pray that you will find the grace to accept the diversity of this county. Thank you.
Marnie Moore.
Good afternoon, Board, members of your county and surrounding areas. My name is Marty Mormore. I'm coming to you today as a parent of a trans youth. I'm coming to you today as an English teacher, and I'm coming to you today as an author of children's books, adult, young adult novels, and one of my children's books being LGBTQ-based. And as it stands, that would never be represented in this library. I want you to remember when you were a small child and the first time you walked into a library and how your eyes were wide open and your heart was fluttering and the excitement that you felt when you walked into a library at a small age and you could pick a book for yourself off the shelf. That amazing feeling of turning the page and thinking, the worlds that are available to me and the stories that I can read and I can personally relate to. Something that I can find myself in the pages between these two covers that now means something to me. And I'm getting a love of learning that will stay with me, hopefully, for the rest of your lives. And everyone here has probably experienced that feeling as well. Now imagine a small child coming in who is questioning, possibly, am I on the LGBTQ community? Do I feel maybe I'm attracted to someone of the same gender? Maybe my body, the exterior of it, doesn't represent who I am on the interior. And they go to the shelves and look for books and they're reading stories and they're saying, this doesn't represent me. Where am I? And they don't find anything to represent them. And they go to a librarian and say, excuse me, with their little hands up in the air, excuse me, you know, do you have any books about someone like me? And the librarian has to look them in the face and say, go to the adult section, where you find books involving stories about sexuality, about abortion, about drug use, about issues that are not appropriate for small children. And you are sending these children to areas to read information that is not appropriate for them. Reading about the love between two men, or about someone who is questioning who they are on the exterior versus the interior, is not inappropriate. Reading a book that deals with topics such as oral sex is extremely inappropriate for young children. And these books are in the wrong section.
Okay, Marnie, thank you.
Thank you. Please reconsider your decision.
Karen Scott.
Hi. My name is Karen Stock, and I'm here as a resident of York County and an educator. A public library should be a haven for diversity and community. I am deeply concerned that this community will be damaged by the ignorant bigotry that has emerged in other parts of our country. The issue for South Carolina libraries seems to hinge on what qualifies as purient. And here I quote from the state legislature. Prior to receiving any of these funds, county libraries must certify to the state that their county libraries do not offer any books or materials that appeal to the purient interests of children under the age of 17 in children's, youth, or teen book sections. Purients, like obscenity, like pornography, is wide open for interpretation. For the library board in Greenville, it seems that being gay or trans or non-binary is obscene. Let me be exceedingly clear. This is wrong. By restricting access to books, you are not protecting children and teens, as other speakers have said. You're damaging them. Homosexuality is not shameful, not obscene. If you're straight and you have a mom and dad at home, great, that's super. And then you're exposed to other viewpoints in the library, that's not corruption. That may, in fact, create empathy and compassion. And I think we can all agree we need more empathy and compassion right now. Lastly, librarians should be trusted. They are professionals who are trained to select appropriate materials for their patrons. They're not in it to push an agenda, certainly not for the big paycheck. We need all libraries to be spaces free of hateful bigotry. Difference is not a threat, it is a strength. Thank you.
Robert Rummage.
My name is Robert Rummage. I live at 4720 Balboa Court in Fort Mill, South Carolina. And I have adult children that are in college or even out of college that are still accessing the York County Library books. My children, I have a 13-year-old and a 16-year-old that regularly go to the Fort Mill Library, and I love the library. I am a parent, though, that is in disagreement with much of what I've heard today, in that the place of a library is to be a place where we highlight certain books to children and to young adults. I have noticed, as a parent, when I go in, an uptick of the kind of books that are kind of prominently displayed that are proactively trying to convince my children that gay is good. I love gay people. I have gay friends. I also am a parent. I do not hear from these particular individuals my perspective, which is I am certainly thankful for the decisions that are being proposed, the proposals that are coming from this board, not to ban books, but to say sexually explicit material that should not be targeting, should not be in the place of the children's section and the young adult section, that sexually explicit material should indeed be in the adult section. So I am in support of the decision as I'm hearing you discuss it and as the decision is. And I'm one of the lone voices as a common sense parent saying thank you, not for banning, but thank you for common sense policy. We can agree to disagree, but I think you've struck an excellent tone in saying we're not going to ban, but we're going to move to an appropriate location. Thank you for hearing.
Shannon Flanagan.
Hi. My name is Shannon. I'm a resident and a mother. My daughter Olive started kindergarten last week. We're very excited about that. She's a huge fan of the library. Please don't ever tell her that you generously allow her to take out 30 books at a time. She will take you up on that. We usually limit her to about 3. I don't often take the day off work to just tell a public institution to keep doing what you're doing, but this topic really seemed worth it. York County's own guiding principles, as stated on the website, affirm that it's contrary to the public interest to determine a book's acceptability based on the author's political or personal background, or to confine adults and young people to read only what someone else deems suitable. And that's why I'm here, to speak in defense of this freedom. Censorship and book bans don't just remove words from shelves, they remove ideas from our shared community conversation. All of us growing up in a world where she will need to think critically, navigate differences, and engage with a diversity of perspectives. Protecting her freedom to read all kinds of books gives her the tools to do just that. Limiting access does the opposite. I urge you to keep York County's library as a place where every person, adult or child, has the freedom to explore, to question, and to choose for themselves. Our shelves should reflect the fullness of the human experience, not just the narrow slice any one group approves of. So, thank you for your time and for protecting the freedom to read for Olive and for me and for the whole community.
Thank you.
All right. That was all six, right?
That was six, yeah.
Okay. All right, moving on to reports. Director.
Yes, thank you. We are playing with statistics and how we present them to you in a more colorful format. Give us your feedback on what you think. We're going to play with it some more. This is a rough draft of where we think we want to go. Why? Because we want it to be more visually impactful, that maybe we can use in our marketing and our strategic planning process. Summer reading is over, and we had a very good year. I'm just going to tell you that our completed challenges at least once were 4,856. So that's how many people completed it at least once. And excuse me, altogether, our reading community clocked 5,207,269 minutes of reading. So good job, and if you're curious, not everybody has to log the books that they read into the Beanstack software that we use to track the reading for them, but of those who did, people read 11,144 titles this summer.
That's really
cool. Yeah, pretty impressive. So yay, York County. I just want to give you an update on the electrical upgrade, just to remind you that the bidder has been chosen, and it is on the agenda for the council on Monday as one of the things to vote on the contract for. So I'll hopefully have some more information for you next week. Once that goes, it would be a general contractor coming out, and we're walking through a timeline and things like that. So as soon as we get that going, I will email you all.
Do you suspect the library will be closed totally
yes.
for a period of time?
Yes, sir.
Do we know how long?
Right now they're saying 6 months. But if we're closed full time, it might go faster. So, but we'll have a really much stronger idea for you. We've already been planning our timeline of how we'll continue, what programs and services we have. So while you may not be able to be in this building, you'll still be able to go to programs and have new books come out and all sorts of other features that we can do outside of the building. It could be at another location. It could be more of our branches seeing more people visiting and picking up holds. But once we know, we're going to let all the public know what that's going to look like, too.
We're going to need to be aggressive about putting the word out.
Absolutely right. Absolutely. And then I just want you to remind you that our next big event after summer reading is Patchwork. And so if you don't have it already, that is going to be Saturday, September the 20th at the White Home in Rock Hill from 10:30 to 5:30. And there we will have day-long performances of 7 different performers. And then we'll have lots to do for the kids. There'll be face painting and a craft table, and our friends will be there. And it's just going to be fun. Balloons, maybe balloons? I can't remember. I think there's balloons. Yeah. So please come. It's easy access to parking.
Is it possible to turn up the volume?
What volume?
It's hard to hear you.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. But I'm done now, but thank you.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you. Treasurer report?
Yes, you have in your packet the reports for June and July. And I will just call your, obviously we're just starting the fiscal year. I'll just call your attention to what, if you look in the variance column, the higher positive numbers, at least for some explanation. So if you look at June and you go to near the bottom, you see that programs and services from grants and donations are 44% over budget. And the reason for that is twofold. Number one, the expenses for the summer programs didn't necessarily get into our fiscal year last year, so now they're in here this year. And number two, we do get funds from our friends in the library to cover this, and those checks haven't been forthcoming because of their difference in fiscal year. Mm-hmm. So we've got two mismatches, but I'm assured by staff that that number will come in line when the gifts from the friends are received. So that's June. Now we have July, a few more to talk about. And as with a lot of times, you're going to hear me say everything is timing, because our budget doesn't necessarily month to month per se line up, but obviously we're always looking at end of year and we're way early, so we have plenty of time to maneuver. But that being said, if we look at employee benefits, which is the second down, it's 46%. And again, that is a timing issue of sending money to our insurance that pays in advance. And so that payment had to be made, and then that will come in line in the next couple of months. Again, the same story goes for electronic reference. You'll see that that's 19% over at this moment. Obviously, we're going to spend $1.2 million this year, so you can see that we're not anywhere near in jeopardy, but just a timing issue there of when bills are due for reference materials. And then if we go down to the bottom again, we can talk about staff, pardon me, memberships. And that's because we had one invoice that we had to pay this year. Again, a timing issue. And we will be well within budget. In fact, if you just make a note there, you'll see that the where I said 44% in June for programs and services already came down in July, so that has been received. So we continue to be under control and with excellent staff, and that's my report, sir.
Thank you, sir. Very good. Standing committees, strategic planning committee.
We are going to meet. Can you hear me? Am I loud enough? Okay. We're going to meet whenever we finish the regular meeting today. And I think all of you have gotten that message, so I didn't bring you sandwiches. We'll just have to be hungry, I guess. But I'll go over everything we're doing today. It'll be the SWOT analysis. The staff at the library's already done it. So we are the next step on that, but I'll give more details when we actually meet.
Okay, and then the policy committee?
Yes, the policy committee right now is where we left the last meeting, committee meeting, is we've turned our draft copy over to the county attorney for comments, and indeed we're going to receive partial comments today and under legal advice. So we're proceeding. We've been forewarned about lawsuits, and we're proceeding very cautiously with the correct policy.
Okay. Thank you all. All right, at this point, we are going into executive session. Once that's done, we'll come out of executive session, and you all can come back in. But for now,
we have to
go into executive. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
And you have to state the reason.
Okay. Make a motion for the two reasons.
Okay, I make a motion to go into executive session for A, personnel matter, library director, B, receipt of legal advice, prospective policy amendments. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so if everyone would leave out of the room and take all of your personal.
Okay,
everybody. This meeting is back in session. The executive session has ended and no actions were taken. Do we have any motions?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
I move that the board authorize the chair and vice chair to meet with the director within the next 10 days or as soon thereafter as practical to formally go over the personnel matters as discussed in executive session and take such other related action as may be necessary to document the personnel matter.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I second.
Have a second. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
Okay, so that does pass. All right. Unfinished business, we have none. Under new business, the only thing we have left is strategic planning committee with the SWOT. And I'll turn that over to Carol.
Okay.
Yes, you may. Thank you for coming.
Hopefully we will not need an attorney, right?
Hopefully not.
Do all of you have the, it, Tom just says YCL board SWAT exercise. Does everybody have one of those? Martin, do you need one?
No.
Okay. The only other time that we met just as a board was back in April, and we really looked at four different things about the library that we want to put into our strategic plan. Essentially, the role that the library plays in the community, what we have already accomplished, what we are able to offer for the future, and then to think about what our mission is. Exactly why are we here? What's the purpose of the library? So in order to get started on that, Julie has already provided an analysis from her staff that we will not look at today. We want this to just be our own input, so we don't want it to in any way be biased by what they offered. We are going to be working in two different groups. So in just a minute, I will have you move based on which group you're in. But the purpose on this is really to help us develop goals, to determine any of our priorities, to establish areas of need, and again, to remind us how valuable the library is to York County. The format means that we will be working in two groups, and I have this arranged where there are three board members in each group, and then there will be one staff member in each group. The I will be the odd man out, so I will go and function in both groups as more of a facilitator. I'll be able to answer any questions, hopefully, and keep things moving. You're going to look at four categories. The programs and services, facilities, staff, and collections are the ones that have been predetermined. We may have some other, am I 2 minutes up?
Sorry.
We may actually have some other categories that naturally sort of evolve from this, that we find out that there's some things about the library we haven't necessarily considered and the way we want our strategic plan to operate. So if that's what happens, that is actually a good thing. The division of the groups, number one, group one will be Julie Ward, Nancy Nicholson, Dennis Getter, and Terry Plum. And I think, Julie, we had just sort of figured we could sit at the ends of tables.
That's what Tim and I talked about, yeah.
Okay, so...
with our paper on the wall.
Right. But where are those papers? Are
right around the corner, once we're ready to go.
Okay, good. So if you will, as soon as I quit talking in just a second, you will be at that end. And the other end, Martin, Tim, Laura, and Susan. The category one and two will be Julie's group and Martin group. You will have categories 3 and 4. And I'm just using your names because you are not necessarily the group leader, and you can decide who will be taking any of the notes on this. You want to be sure and have somebody to record your answers that will be transferred onto big post-it notes. So
Martin and I can do that so that you guys
know. Yeah,
okay,
we'll do
perfect.
That.
Thank you. The responsibility, again, though, I think if you put it on paper first and then sort of gauge how much space you need on the post-it notes. We all know what it's like to run out of room. So the first thing you'll think about is what are the strengths in that particular area? So in terms of programs, what are the ones that we are really focused on that we think offer a great deal for the community? The weaknesses in the programs and services, the opportunities that we have, and threats, and I've tried to give you just a little bit of what to think about with those. So what we do well, things we could improve upon, the advantages, and then obstacles might be a nice way to think about each one of those. Some of you are concerned you didn't have time to think about this ahead of time. Sometimes I think we work best sort of off the top of our heads and are able to brainstorm in a way that you can't if you tried to research and you tried to do all kinds of studies ahead of time. This is something that we all are involved in. We love the library, so I don't think it will be as much outside the box as what you're thinking of. When we finish, the post-it notes will be on the wall behind us, and there'll be a brief discussion maybe about what we've determined from our meeting today. I hope to have that part ready to put up with the post-it notes maybe within an hour. That may be too ambitious. I've done this before, and it's pretty much taken all day. So if we do need to extend this, we can, but we're going to try to get as much done as we can today and then use that in preparation for the September meeting. My intent is to send you from the post-it notes what you talked about, and then all of us will examine that. When we come back together in September, we'll be able to move on to the next step and also incorporate that with what the staff had determined in their responses. So I guess Julie's, Nancy, Dennis, and Terry, if you will come to that side, and Martin, Tim, Laura, and Susan on the other side. We can get started. And I am assuming maybe you can put chairs on this side.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah. Should we hang the papers like right there?
Yeah, I'm going to hang those. But if you want to do it on small paper first then transfer up there. So maybe some chairs on the other side.
Okay.
And you're going to be down
there. Yeah, I'm going to be down there.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
I don't think so. Are you going to write something?
My what?
I'm going to get another yellow pad. We'll write down what you say.
So it's collections. I'm sorry, I thought it was facilities. It's okay, we'll fix it.
That doesn't necessarily. You do, we do. You know what I'm saying?
We could do a lot, we could do more of this space.
That's what I think. Because it could take a long. So I'm saying.
Mark, you want her page?
Then whatever works. There is no right way or wrong way, it's whatever works.
One thing I've found for the day, I think, here.
This should be collections, right?
Most of the programs for the small children fill up.
Right.
Had like 20 programs that had a waiting list. And they don't even know how many people, one people got to cut the waiting list off at 10. Knowing that they're not waiting.
Yeah, I was going to say that there's room for more staff.
That you know that 10 times.
Some places there is.
There is room for more staff.
Like Clover and Lake Wylie.
No, I know, exactly.
Important.
And that's directly.
This is.
And then put that comment.
So we're not on the.
We're not talking, we're talking about.
And we can hang one over, we need two more over there, right? Okay.
If this is.
Yeah, it's.
But so far, so in general, one of our strengths is the same thing that you say, our strength in our children's program is what stands.
So the programming overall, I recall.
Right, so we have the number one materials program. We have more programs than any other library practically. So number one, our strength is our abundance of programs. But number two, strength underneath that is our obviously based on the whole attendance that our.
This facility is right.
Our children's program is an exception.
No, I'm sorry.
So that's just the response.
You're right. So this is staff.
Those are maybe have two men.
Yeah.
Because I'm not that class.
Yeah, I was just looking. Program.
It's in there. I think that if we get.
Yes, program.
We can make the group smaller and then get more of them. So in other words, more.
That relates to.
Right? It's all like, it's like a dominoes effect.
Yeah.
Right?
It is.
Okay.
Which one are you on?
Too many little guys in the area.
Control of this.
Things like that.
No, I used to be our baby.
Me too.
Baby.
That was an empty.
The others. I don't know if they.
In addition to.
That's right.
Okay.
What are those available? I don't.
The weakness, how do you see?
And Martin.
There are strengths.
In terms of.
Genealogy.
Who's available to work?
Genealogy.
That John starts.
The weaknesses, like, do you have a lot of qualified people coming in? Do you actually have a lot of, like, I mean, do you just want an MLS or college degree? I think I wondered about qualifications.
I think bilingual is something that we definitely don't have enough of.
Right, got that.
Especially Spanish.
I do think that.
In terms of. The educational programs, you're talking about in terms of like hiring of that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you put out an ad and you have enough people respond when you actually have a pool of candidates.
It kind of depends. Like, we have positions here.
And that's part of
we
the
get a ton of applications. So I had some at Clover.
So this is.
We're not talking about
which ad if you're
more. No, we're doing right now. We're doing
programs. It's a combination.
So it's
a that's a strong case.
Yeah. No.
Okay. So again, that might be more
opportunities
for it for staff.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. That probably can apply to like groups of play and
twice. Is it not twice?
Yeah. To participate.
That's my mistake. I fix it.
That's a great idea.
Preferential services.
Yeah. That's for that.
Or backing up everything I've said thus far.
That's a good monument shop today. Have you been?
Kind of sleeping now? Anyone? You okay?
It's all right.
Okay, then.
It's a reference.
Reference.
Yeah. But also, I did.
And the light of the referendum,
facilities and collections.
That's the department that's going to be firing in all cylinders. Because anything we want to do and communicate to the public is going to go through social media.
So it comes to mind.
I'm going to just write further development in your map, or should I be specific? I'll just read some.
Well, I'd say referendum. I mean, that's what we're here for.
It has nothing to do with it. So we have T-Mobile works better than one.
Don't ask me.
Don't. And that really might still be facilities, I guess.
It's a bookmobile site.
It's a kind of embarrassing library. It doesn't close. It's an extension of the building.
Yeah.
Okay. What about?
My comment is that might be to another candidate.
And I think we can.
So what is it telling us?
So.
Even on a road for a regular.
We talked about leaders.
Well, threats is AI. AI is the biggest threat of all.
That's a good.
Well, generators, at least external to that.
In other words, unless people doing research, that used to come over and say, I want to pull 10 books out and I want to look at them.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I know it is. That's not existent now.
Attached to the I think there's buttons inside the vehicle. I don't think it's necessary.
Well,
very knowing things of this library, every probably what I've
they told me you can have some of
their access. It's rated for them. Have a complete access.
You're already going.
So we can do that when it's very tight.
Wi-Fi.
Are you too? Or Wi-Fi?
Your Wi-Fi and your provision.
You can ask our opportunity to staff.
Anyway, that you one of the things on here, y'all want to look at this too.
Service.
So thank you. Staff, also with any of the other schools.
Even what you're talking about, again,
kind of
the idea of going out in small communities, having a central hub point.
Yeah.
Which one said that? I remember we were just a couple of them there.
The McConnells
who said, we wanted that building to have that kind of community building, only they didn't have Wi-Fi in it. And they said, hey, you know, the library should have a section of this community building here and try to provide Wi-Fi.
And so the Bill could sort of function that way because it has Wi-Fi in it, but we're talking about a computer station. That's something near the college.
Because they had this whole building.
It was a community building.
Maybe twice as big as this year, if I remember correctly. But yeah, so you could have, I don't know how much that, I don't want to.
We're not executing any more space, but that would be a way,
our weakness is serving the rural communities, and that's the weakness that we would be addressing. And I don't know if we think of all these Western York comments, but I don't know if we've got what we do for Catawba. You know, and it's in the most southern eastern area of our county, too.
It's a big lake down to where we're doing
so. Do we hear anything from that residents over there?
Yeah, what most of what we have around here is sports things. We would be sending them out to baseball games. But I think, again, that's the idea to have connecting to make them more.
To
go into those communities and offer Wi-Fi.
Income is our parents can possibly run.
So we pretty much on strength.
We've got a couple weaknesses. So we've got not enough staff to implement all the programs. Space. Too many.
I'm just sleeping on three cars in York.
Serving the role.
And they're going to make it happen.
And space going to work.
That's the next one.
Much more.
And the facilities.
Schedules.
In other words,
These are from York School.
A major weakness. York don't have a library.
Okay, all right, that's what I was going to say.
I'm going to York, I'm at York.
Okay. Okay, I'll be starting.
I was making a city call. Any other service.
And do you do volunteer?
But yeah, we talk either in terms of strength.
So just teams and then with two.
One service that I think we probably not need is probably the pediatrician.
No, we do volunteer.
Career services, helping people find jobs. Other libraries.
To work career, you have to ask the FBI.
Is that not what you're
doing? That's why you can't be volunteers. You just typically can't have them come in when you have the kids. They got to be.
City services.
Do that already. We're worried about the TV too.
Yeah, because at one point when we started this, which Martin and I sat down, Martin and I sat down to look at what we can.
Well, and even in churches now, they make you do that trimester. So we thought we should have something like that.
And then as we talked through it, we're like, it's a necessary service.
Yeah, we have organizations that are always on that year.
And you're limited staff, right?
You're limited, right?
So if someone in the general community wanted to have the opportunity to go to the side of the room, would it be better for that person to call the school themselves?
Or the school district? This is my desk writing.
Yeah.
Sort of read it.
And you probably have to go to the school district. You know, I'm looking at the grants. I think that's where that AI, the technology thing comes in. We've got a hard code to be sure that you have a real person.
Okay, now we're going to facilities.
And not being misrepresented. I think so.
I don't know. I have had my mitts in this situation.
Is also an opportunity for people to want to talk to a human, want to talk to a real person.
Okay. Facility.
I need lots of water.
We don't want that.
All right.
Specifically, you don't have meeting spaces, various sizes.
Weakness or opportunity?
Well, it doesn't really go on staffing and we'll go to facilities, but
it's both.
Okay.
We also don't have
dedicated makers.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah,
that's
huge.
Yeah.
Is there only one library in that
So we have these stuff like that.
And
how many of these slots have you done in your lifetime?
Audio production.
And then we went to pictures all over.
No reason why we shouldn't. Those are trusted. We need to create a pet film with a child's film. Mount Pleasant has a really good program. Some other ones do as well.
About parking.
Oh, Lord.
Parking is a big problem. Y'all up to a collection?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to get there. That's why they're on their second.
What?
I work at a tiny
Yes.
Lack of parking.
Yeah, we got lack of parking. Like, just, she said tiny parking.
Zero non-students. The tiny, they're trying to fit in as a special class.
Yes. So there's meeting space, there's straight talking. Program space, dedicated program space. We all have
our books to
where we program. I guess you want to say if you want to do more of that.
You need Barbara on the practice. I mean, you know,
but that's the same as community space, right? It's the same. It's community room.
I'll talk to you.
You know, if you talk to your large.
I know. Well, and where would the app go? Where did the app come in?
Almost to the point.
Is it a facility?
We don't really have.
It's a program.
It's trying to program.
Right.
No, that's why we have a conference around you handle it. And you'd be surprised and I would see
we don't have the money to.
So.
Yes.
No? You want to put it up as a street? I think for one of your projects, I need services. They have a smaller conference room and they have a big one. It goes here, right?
Well, but I think it's really that we say something like almost all of the buildings are set. Well, except for two.
So that's why they were building something like that. Strengths. How about
less?
Well, presently, we should have the strength of the library.
How often do you
do this? We can't buy any personal experience in our next space and places.
No, because our job is also to. For that space, so who comes in? It's like your clothes are supposed to be worn out.
All of it's cold. We're so much fun. But I meant to the point where we're.
But we're not.
You're, you know, we're buying more than we're weeding. So you're going to end up with. We always. Our collection continues to grow. To a point where.
You know where that does happen? And you're on the top of it.
And I was in Clover.
So.
They were in their office.
I can't even read the numbers in my house.
I can't imagine.
So they're not on it. They were not a stage before. Their children. It's literally, I guess,
Right.
And they have to just. Nobody's taking the book out in years.
We need 300 from down here.
Less than you know.
We try to be responsible citizens.
In one sense, the facilities requirements are more
blockers,
and I just think all the other things other than the book collection right now.
I did write it as a weakness. I don't know.
It's a potential. It's a weakness that we can't.
Well,
the space.
We haven't talked about this, but one thing.
These are opportunities for the collection.
And separation.
I think everybody in
the
that section for local office.
Research, right.
So maybe an opportunity for the collection would be to have
kids
under that, but have the authors to come in to do an author.
That's
day.
A great point. Yes, I saw that.
She talks about that.
Everything is just it's just like that. There's overlap almost between sections.
Do you have a lot of local offers?
So I think without 100%.
I'll say it can be challenging to have separate programs.
Right.
Because it's fixed.
Yeah, it's all boiled down to the same thing.
Okay, you know, it'd be something to ask John, but I don't know. Like, it seems like the genealogy and the religion is such a problem. popular thing. I mean, that means to have more investment in that.
Physical, but it's electronic. And therefore, we don't need the physical. Because everybody's bombing.
That's nonsense. Don't you know that? Some people, a lot of people, still get in the courtyard and send that.
Oh, I know they do, but.
Yeah, the electronic.
I'm just putting that as the threat.
And it is there, like, that is the whole community that don't know about it.
Yeah.
So buying books.
For John to do more outreach.
Yeah.
For the archivist.
Coming to my house.
AI.
But then again, talk about staff, right? He's only one person. He's got appointments all the time. He's.
What else?
He's always being.
Well, as I'm sure of, I mean, just stating the obvious. That's all of our buildings.
More saying something to ask about.
Maybe you're gonna grab that.
I think it's gonna be York.
Second floor.
That nobody, I mean, we didn't know what they had, it's just try to, they should do something for the 250th birthday. And he contacted John, and somebody had done a thesis on it.
Oh, wow.
And I wish I could remember what it was, but it was.
Perhaps they could have some of that.
Oh, wow.
You know what I was saying, I'm not sure if that would be opportunity, is a weakness.
Our family, okay.
I mean, they didn't, I mean, friends, because there was no relationship.
I think so.
They're well-funded, or, what do you mean?
What are your filters doing?
No?
Yes, yes.
There's so much available on the internet, and you have digital sources.
Maintain good standards.
Keep a lot of resources, yeah. And again, that's part of the changing.
Well, every time I see Tony Green, I say, Tony.
What do you need to work on?
I'm sure, like, take over that space up there. But, you know, in all seriousness.
I'm just gonna put all this.
We really gotta get serious about finding that space to have.
I'll be in touch with Tom Carson in a few minutes.
Because obviously, Tom's gotta provide him another spot.
That's for sure.
Sheriff and the economic development, which, quite frankly, the sheriff wants to see up in that area. So I don't know about that. So that's your money. But economic development could go to the town of Clark.
Well, I haven't heard that lately, but our message magazines have digital.
That's very, very.
Should I write that down as an opportunity second?
And that costs.
Yeah.
And that costs.
That's the lowest thing to do.
I think we're saving money there.
In fact, we could do that out of.
You know, I don't know. I don't know the history.
You know?
For my time to ask for any money. But I know in general, libraries, magazines, subscriptions went down because people weren't using them.
They could offer.
Right. Well, that's.
You know, they used to have those big stands for every month, getting the magazines out there.
Yes, I worked in a library. I had almost 300 magazines.
But you know, maybe one of the other areas is.
So that in facility.
Would it be decided to buy? I mean, you really are. It's not censorship when you think about when we have.
Obviously, that and money, right? It's
the selection process is so much broader. You know, I'll look on the app, and every time there's a new book, I typically get it. So whatever y'all, all those wonderful pictures you have, I'm one of those people who goes through and I'll go that one.
She's got some. Oh, okay.
But I know that that's just not always an option.
I mean, I can tell you, like, for instance, I still have an obvious solution to a lot of books I listen to. We literally have a.
Well, that's a facility fight, because I think our budget is very.
So not only.
Right, anything else?
Yes.
Very good.
But this is red, we don't have it. That relates to.
Take photographs for it.
I am good at pictures of it. And then I will put these in an email.
I hope so. Or.
The
veil, yeah.
No, I think. Oh, okay, I can fix it.
Let me see if I can.
You need to put that social media sticker all by itself.
Carol says.
White. That, not for another category.
Where is it?
I thought it might be still on your plate.
No, I'm not. Let's see. I thought it was a strength. Yeah, good effect on marketing. But then I wrote in a way that it was.
I want the
further developed marketing.
Yeah, but I want to make it more encompassing and use the word social media. But,
all right.
But as a whole, a whole separate program.
So separate. This is in a. This is
a new.
Have y'all finished with it, any of these? Are you finished with any of them? Can I make a picture?
Here,
almost. Take a look at her. Take a look at her plate
I'm
here.
I'm going to put these up there. Tell me. Give me your language.
Okay, my language is of the category is social media.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to wait till they finish.
Okay.
Which means Facebook, which means
Instagram.
Yes, yes, the various vehicles of that.
Right.
Yes, yes.
Do you want to put it as?
Facebook, well, we got websites.
Platforms.
And then, we need staffing, quotation marks for the asset.
Who was that?
I appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. He didn't think that that is such a strength for what you provided in the last, last few months. It hasn't even been a year, has it?
Has it?
Yeah. Okay, anything else about programs that you want to say?
I'm going to say we're not surprised by what we came up with.
Okay. Same thing for facilities. I think probably I did see clean, tiny parking spaces. The meeting spaces are problematic. The electronic collection is a threat. We'll probably talk about that some in the way that, what was it, 5 years ago we were told there would be no more libraries because everything would be on the internet. Staff, you know, give yourselves a hand. I think we all know that that is just going to come through as such a positive because of how helpful they are. I was looking on something, and some man, maybe it was one of the letters that we got, about how no one spoke to him when he came into the library, and he just thought it was the most unfriendly place. He came into the Rock Hill Library, and no one spoke to him. I've been coming in here for 25 years. Everybody talks to him. So I don't know.
It's an off day.
It must have been an off day, and people at the desk were busy, and he had higher expectations. But anything in terms on this side, anything that you came up with that you thought was extraordinary or was unexpected? Not necessarily. Collections, opportunities. I think we talked about lockers. And I'm not one of those locker people, but I do know that there are some people who rely heavily on those. One of the things that came up over here was using local authors to come in to either have a book signing or just to tell about why they wrote that book. You know, we have a lot of writers in this area. Archivist, always such an opportunity for a collection. Anyway, I tell you what. I know we're all tired. It's about 2:15, so I will put these into an email to you. I'll put them in the categories so you can see what each group put down. That doesn't mean that we can't add to this. So during the next month, while you are looking at what we did today, if you'll think about other additional opportunities, threats, strengths, or weaknesses in each one of these categories, or even if you're like Dennis and you've got that fifth category up there.
Well, I'm thinking because I think that deserves the same amount of due diligence, strengths, weaknesses, threats, opportunities of our social media at all program. And I'm not just meaning Facebook when I say that. I mean all of our electronic communication, our website, all the various methods we might use, including other marketing. Because my feeling is, as we go toward a referendum, this is going to become the most important thing. How do we communicate externally?
Let me ask you this.
So
you want to stay here and do it right now, or do you want to do it at home?
Well, we'll do it at home.
Okay,
in this case, we'll let people think about it.
Okay, so I will go ahead and give you a template if we do want to add to that at home.
Yeah.
But I think that's really important. And also, if you're going to try to get money out of people, they need to know that it is something current and timely and it would impact them. So if there is nothing else that we need to say
about any of these? Anything y'all want to share with back and forth with the group?
Well, again, we've said this numerous times when we talk facilities, we talked about that, but we have that, and maybe you talked about that. The second floor of the Fort Mill building, Baxter, is our lowest hanging fruit.
Yeah.
And, you know, even to the point of having some kind of a subcommittee that just spears that off. Because technically, in my opinion, I'll stand corrected with Kevin Madden's comments, that even if we were talking, say, the facility service, say we did $500,000 renovation or even $1 million, we have that in our fund balance. So we could, with the county's permission, we could equip that whole building without going for the referendum. So that would take, you know, at least some of the heat off and give us some immediate thing, because the referendum, as you know, at best is going to be 2 years and then construction is, you know, this is a long term. So this is something that's like a year if we...
Okay, and Dennis, here's your assignment to think, how do we find out what that floor would accommodate?
Julie and I have all just had
okay, so
discussion.
If you will take care of that, then we can think in terms of what we could put there that wouldn't damage.
Yeah, we've talked with their staff. They've got ideas.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay, Julie and I are going on Wednesday of this coming week to meet with Josh Edwards, the county manager. I will show him what we have come up with today. He'll walk us through the next step that we should do in our September meeting, and also begin to develop a way where we will do a community survey. And they're going to allow us to use their platform that will reach all of York County. It won't just be the people coming in the library who fill out a survey, because we need everybody. We need a lot of input for that. So anyway, if there's something in particular you would like for us to address.
Talk to Josh about that second floor, just to make sure we're on
the same page. That's a good idea.
We're on the same page here about spearheading that in advance.
Okay,
so I thought the county sheriff wasn't real happy about it.
No. In my last conversation with him, and I'm moving the needle little by little.
Okay.
But the main thing now is get me a spot to move to.
I was going to say, I've talked to him too, and he said, I will go, but I need to stay in Fort Mill.
He's got a circle, a tighter circle, whereas the economic development, I mean, they could go out to York, the town of York, and go in the big building if we wanted to.
But they have to have representation in every one of the regions, and so he has to be somewhere in Fort Mill. That's what Tony told me. They have five different areas.
No, I went on to economic development.
Oh, yeah, but you were talking about where he would have to be to give you a place to go. Well, no, not necessarily, but...
No, I'm just saying that they could be staffed anywhere in the county, in theory.
The office up there. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, they can go, but...
Carol, so do you want us to do social media, the SWOT,
yes,
and send that to you so that before you and Julie go next Wednesday?
If you have time, we would like to do that.
Because it's not on a big white piece of paper, I'm going to put it on my instructions.
Dennis, we give us homework.
Dennis, thank you for the homework.
Yeah.
He's got homework, too.
We done?
We are done. I need a motion to adjourn.
Okay, wait.
Terry, wait a minute.
Thank you, Carol. You did an exceptional job. We appreciate it. Motion to adjourn.
So good. Second.
Okay. Motion is Nancy. Terry, did you second?
Yes.
All in favor?
Okay.
Aye. Cool.
Thank you.
Where is my paper?
Thank you.